Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Jordan Leonard, who's the economic development guru for Emery County. Now, recently, he's been working with the World Trade Center on some important programs many businessmen could benefit from. Thank you, Jordan, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Hey, thank you, Dylan. It's good to be with you.
What's going on with the World Trade Center, Jordan?
Yeah, so the governor, as many people know, has an initiative for rural Utah to create 25,000 jobs. So the governor's put together a business team, the World Trade Center Utah, Department of Workforce Services, the Salt Lake Business Chamber, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, USTAR, and EDC Utah. So there's some good partners that we visited with yesterday. And we talked about a lot of good things, what we're good at in the community, things that we need to work on. So we're excited. There's another meeting in August that we can talk about later in our discussion after we touch on a few things here.
Tell us more about what they're proposing.
Sure. So we as a community, we invited business leaders, mayors, the commission. There were two commissioners there at the meeting. So they just opened up the floor to us, hey, what is Emery County good at? Obviously, we're good at power generation, coal production. Obviously, we want to open up some more coal mines. We're very good at agriculture. We're getting better at tourism. We're really good at fabrication and machine shops that have supported our coal industry and power plants for so many years. So we do have great assets, educated people, high educated workforce. So we're, you know, we talked about what we're good at and how we can expand on some of those opportunities, but we also talked about some of our challenges, you know, some infrastructure issues with natural gas to Green River, natural gas to Emery. We also talked about, you know, what do you want to become in 10 or 15 years? What does Emery County want to be? And we talked about, obviously, we want to continue to be a power generating and a coal producing county. But we also talked about Green River and also the west side of the county. Green River has potential to be a dynamic tourism destination, as well as with the industrial park, distribution centers, potentially manufacturing, heavy manufacturing, and even light manufacturing. So we have a goal for Green River. So it was good that we had the meeting to talk about, hey, what can all these partners focus on for Green River? And then we looked at the west side of the county, and we talked about the fiber with Emery Telecom having fiber to the home. We have a lot of opportunities with those that can work from home, recruiting high-tech companies. We also talked about the robotics program, where our kids are getting very interested in robotics, programming, and the school has adopted that program. So we would love to be more tech-oriented on this side, as well as having the power generation and fabrication and those things. But it was good to talk that way. So,
well, I want to remind our listeners that we are talking to Jordan Leonard, Economic Development Director for Emery County, here on Castle Country Focus. Now, Jordan, make the connection between these different partners and agencies and what they can do for local businesses. Give me an example of that.
Okay, so for example, the World Trade Center Utah, they specialize in international connections, international sales. So if businesses have a product that they can sell around the World Trade Center would help connect businesses to different parts of the world. So that'd be an asset for companies that want to sell out of the country.
Now, if they're building something, if they've got a widget, whatever it happens to be, but they're not sure. They don't have any idea whether it will sell in Australia or Japan or Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Can they contact you and
yes.
you can find that kind of information out for them?
You bet. If they want to contact me, what we would do is have a meeting with Don Willey and the World Trade Center, talk about what their product is and how it can be promoted around the world. So, yeah, please contact me if you have anything like that that you want to get out there.
Even if they're, you know, they're fabricating something for the mine, and obviously that business is dropping away a little bit, but mm-hmm. they have an idea, they can use their same tools and people, and they can manufacture something else. You could help them explore that?
Correct. Yep, yep.
Okay.
We would have a personal meeting with the World Trade Center and see what the opportunities are and connections and emails and connections around the world. Correct.
Now, you mentioned something else is coming up in August or so?
Yes. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox will be in Emery County August 9th from 11 to 1 o'clock. He will be talking about economic development and what the state's goals are. All of these partners will also be to that meeting. You bring up a good point. If people want to visit personally with these entities, they will all be there to that meeting. So that would be August 9th from 11 to 1. That is at the Emery County Courthouse. They will also be providing lunch for free.
So I could come and get lunch for nothing, right?
Yep, come and get lunch. Maybe have a design of your widget, visit with the World Trade Center. Also with the other entities, you've got Department of Workforce Services. You know, if there's businesses that say, hey, we want to look at potentially hiring a couple people and may need assistance there. So there will be a lot of partners willing to help businesses at that time. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, August 9th, 11 o'clock. And so you need to be thinking, our listeners need to be thinking, what can I sell or what possibly could I sell overseas, broadening my market,
mm-hmm.
and come there and explain it to people and explore the real possibility of doing that. Is that right?
Yep, and, that's exactly right.
And you're going to feed them lunch too.
Yep, feed them lunch.
Well, there's some great things going on here and some great opportunities for someone who wants to try it out. Thank you, Jordan, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Hey, thank you, DeLynn.